It's here and now. And if you are due a tax refund this year, have you gotten it yet? Or if you live in Indiana, have you been asked to take a quiz to prove your identity to get it? That's what's been happening to thousands of people this year as Indiana follows the lead of Georgia and Connecticut, both of which have implemented the quiz to combat tax identity fraud. Bob Dittmer is Director of Public Relations for Indiana's Department of Revenue. He's with us from WFYI in Indianapolis. Bob, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. Glad to be here.
Well, why did you decide to implement this quiz this year for some taxpayers?
We recognized last year, as we discovered more than 1,500 fraudulent tax returns attributable directly to identity theft, that we had a problem. That further caused us to do some research and discover that we have a national epidemic of identity theft. Just for example, in 2013, just in the first 6 months, the IRS identified 1.6 million Americans were victims of identity theft just through tax fraud. We decided, you know what, we need to be a part of the solution here. We need to protect Hoosiers from this sort of stuff.
Well, and who are the culprits? Who is doing this? Is this somebody who maybe has a father who passed away and they're using that identity to collect a tax refund? Or is this just a random person who happens to have stolen the identity of somebody else?
I would characterize it in two ways. The first way is the identity theft industry. There's an actual industry out there that makes it its business to steal identities and then use those identities in tax fraud, credit card fraud, that sort of thing. That's the first category. The second category is, unfortunately, the one that we find all too often is members of the family or friends who have access to personal information. Your example is a good one, a deceased family member, and they attempt to file based on that information.
So how do you determine who needs to take this quiz?
The system works fairly directly this way. We have an arrangement with a company called LexisNexis who has access to multiple databases. We send every taxpayer identity information, not the tax return itself, just their basic identity information, to LexisNexis for every taxpayer for whom there is a refund requested on their return. In 24 hours, they turn that right around and identify taxpayers in three categories for us. The first category is they are who they say they are. 95% of the taxpayers we submit through this system are come back absolutely verified. They are not asked to take that quiz. So 95% are just fine. Of those 5%, some portion of those are actual identified fraud, and we set those aside and we send those to our investigators. And then another small percentage of them, approximately 2.5% to 3%, are questionable. We're not certain. It could be that someone moved in the last 3 or 4 months prior to filing their return, and we and LexisNexis don't have the current address, so it doesn't match. But they may indeed be who they say they are. And so those are the identified people that we ask to take the quiz. That's who gets the letter. That's who goes to our website and answers the four questions.
What kind of questions are they asked?
They are questions that only the real taxpayer could answer. They're questions that have to do with their own personal lives. It might be where they've lived at some time in the past. Can you verify that? Or it might be a vehicle that they might have owned in the past. Those are two generalized examples. If I got too specific, I'd be giving away the secrets here, of course.
Well, but they're basically the kinds of questions that you answer when you try to get your credit score.
It's exactly the same kinds of questions, and many people who have gone through this process recognize it because it's very similar services.
So how many people have been marked questionable and asked to prove their identity this year?
At this point, 73,000 of our taxpayers have been asked to take that questionnaire. Now, just to put that into context, that's only 4% of the population that has filed so far.
And of those people, how many have passed the quiz?
About 78 or 79% have actually passed the quiz.
And is it possible that those people, the 22% or so of people who are not passing the quiz, aren't doing it not because they are committing fraud, but because they just don't know the answers to the questions, or maybe they're not taking the next step if they get it wrong and calling the Department of Revenue?
That's exactly right. Now, you've got two categories there. The first category is they can't pass the quiz because they simply don't remember the answers to the questions, and we anticipated that that would happen. And so when we have those few who fall in that particular position, we do a follow-up phone call with them, and we have access to greater information, and we can usually verify them. It takes a little bit longer, but we work with our taxpayers. We want to make sure that all of our taxpayers get the refunds that are due them.
Have you had any negative feedback from taxpayers in the state about this program?
You know, we actually have not. The phone calls that we get are almost exclusively the kind of phone calls that just want to verify that this is legitimate.
Bob Dittmer is Director of Public Relations for Indiana's Department of Revenue. Bob Dittmer, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy.